This is Roll Tweet on Rock Island. Before you pick up the phone and call in, trust me on this one. No steamboat on the upper Mississippi River ever had a calliope. On the river, it was always pronounced calliope. Steamboatmen had minds of their own and seldom took direction from people on land. The calliope, or steam piano, was to the steamboat what the carillon is to a church. It announced the arrival of services, its music put worshipers in the mood, and accompanied them as they departed. The calliope, too, gave 15-minute concerts twice a day, its tunes still echoing years later in people's imaginations. Like all good sounds, natural and human, a tractor cultivating, a waterfall, a train whistle at 3 a.m, your child singing in the 3rd grade Thanksgiving program, the calliope sound was haunting, its throaty double tone a mixture of beautiful and sad, comfort and loss. As Mark Twain knew, the sound of the calliope arriving several blocks away turned whole towns back to children, a Pied Piper enticing everyone on board to see the show, to take in the excursion. Come, dance and laugh, the calliope sang, until well into the 1930s, enticing passengers on board one of the Streckfuss Line's excursion boats to listen to that new Dixieland music from New Orleans. The calliope was the barker for Louis Armstrong, Wayne King, Roy Bargy, and other jazz immortals whose careers began on Streckfuss boats. On the Mississippi today, only 4 or 5 calliopes still announce the arrival and departure of boats. The hundreds of others sit silent in museums, transformed into calliopes. A very few toot tunes ashore in parade floats. No matter, once heard, the calliope is a sound that won't go away. Often while half awake in the middle of the night, or even at times during an impromptu lull at a crowded cocktail party, I hear the distant notes of a calliope and know that it's high time to leave and get down to the levee.
Rock Island Lines with Roll Tweet is underwritten by Augustana College, Rock Island, Illinois.